First of all, as the chair of the Julie Must Go campaign, how do you feel now that she's gone?
Well, we're happy. We're really happy, you know, that she's listened to the people and she's made the right decision at the end of the day.
Now, before this controversy, was there any indication that anything was wrong? Did you have any problems with the MP? Was there any clue that this was going on?
I think perhaps, I mean, I haven't really taken much notice of politics, you know, up until this expensive scandal. But from what a lot of the public have told me, there was suspicions about 2 years ago when she was asked on a radio show, apparently, and put the phone down. So, but I mean, I didn't hear that personally myself, so I can't.
Just generally speaking, were you pleased with her as an MP? Was she known for good constituency service?
People I've spoken to have said basically, no, it was about getting her, you know, the Sinner face in the paper, but not much else. But I mean, as I say, I've not really followed her on a personal basis, so I can't really comment on that.
Sure. What was the tipping point here? Was it the fact that you found out that she claimed the £50,000, or was it that she insisted in defending herself and basically resisting calls to go?
I think it was the whole expenses scandal from the beginning, and the fact that, you know, it was like the people were saying, you know, we really want you to step down. We were just getting stonewalled and we were getting ignored, you know, and it just made people angrier and angrier, I think.
Sure. One more question. Is there a lesson here for other MPs who are involved in this scandal?
Well, I think there is. I think, you know, I think all MPs need to look at themselves and, you know, and realise that, yeah, we will stand up and say something, and they can't sort of, like, dismiss this or get away with it, you know. Excuses aren't enough. People are actually wanting action, you know, and this is something that I feel that all party leaders should be aware of as well.